Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fierce fighting between rival generals raged on in Sudan Tuesday, despite the latest truce, as warnings have multiplied of the potential of a catastrophic humanitarian crisis in the country. Bloodshed has gripped Sudan since April 15th, when tensions erupted into armed exchanges between regular Army Chief Abdel Fattah el-Burhan and his deputy-turned-rival Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who commands the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. UN Humanitarian Office spokesman Jens Lerke, speaking to reporters in Geneva Tuesday, called for the warring parties in Sudan to honor the current ceasefire. The warring sides have only sporadically enforced the ceasefires that have been called since the conflict began. But Lerke told a news briefing the shooting needs to stop for a number of obvious reasons.
We need the guns to fall silent for two reasons. First of all, because we need civilians protected, and clearly they are not. We see a lot of civilians being killed in the hundreds. Secondly, we need that safety in order for us to, for humanitarian organizations to safely get to those people in need, or the other way around, safely for people to move to places where they can access aid.
Lerke said UN humanitarian organizations and their partners operating in Sudan are facing a budget gap of $1.5 billion. He urged donors globally to support the humanitarian organizations which were struggling before the recent escalation in fighting in Sudan. At the same news conference, UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Olga Sarado said about 100,000 refugees which had been living in Sudan have already fled to neighboring countries. The agency said if the conflict continues, more than 815,000 people are expected to flee the nation. You can get more information on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine Ambassador to Britain Vadim Prysteyko said Tuesday wet weather has delayed the much-anticipated counteroffensive against Russian forces in Ukraine. In an interview Tuesday with Britain's Sky News, Prysteyko said muddy conditions are not conducive to operating tanks and other armored vehicles. The Ukrainian ambassador also said the grind of the war is wearing on the Ukrainian people.
This is getting a bit too long. And Ukraine is also suffering, the 8 million of us outside of the nation. So you can imagine that most families were living separated in more than a year. So we're losing people. We have estimate numbers of Russians being killed, almost 200,000 of them. Our loss is not that big, but still very sensitive. We cherish each and every life.
Prysteyko also said Ukraine is grateful for the support they received from allies all around the world. Australia's tobacco tax will be increased by billions of dollars over the next 4 years as the government cracks down on smoking and vaping. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a news briefing, Health Minister Mark Butler hits out in particular at vaping culture.
Vapes contain more than 200 chemicals that do not belong in the lungs, just like they did with smoking. Let's be very clear about this. Big Tobacco has taken another addictive product, wrapped it in shiny packaging, added sweet flavours to create a new generation of nicotine addicts.
Butler adds recreational vaping will be banned as the government seeks to prevent the next generation from becoming addicted to nicotine. To tackle a growing black market, Canberra will increase the product standards for vapes, including by restricting flavours and colours, and in some cases will shut down sales in retail and convenience stores. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died at the age of 84 at a hospital in Toronto, according to a representative. Associated Press correspondent Margie Zoraletta takes a look at his life.
If you could read my mind.
Gordon Lightfoot's early jobs were at a bank, delivering linens, and as a square dancer on TV. He was living in a condemned building when he met fellow musician Ronnie Hawkins and became part of the folk scene in Toronto. Lightfoot's hits include Carefree Highway, Sundown, If You Could Read My Mind, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Lightfoot once said he took situations and wrote poems about them.
The legend lives on.
Lightfoot had planned to tour even this year. He had played more than 1,500 concerts. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For pictures, stories, videos, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.